This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner earlier this week. The aerospace commander responsible for the accident said on state television Saturday, "I take full responsibility and I will obey whatever decision is taken." He said he wished he were dead when he learned about the fate of the aircraft. The commander added that the Revolutionary Guard had asked that commercial flights be canceled, but that the request was not granted. Iran's admission on Saturday reportedly sparked anti-government protests in Tehran. VOA's Persian news service reported protests also spread to other areas of Iran. After news of the protests began to surface, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted, "The voice of the Iranian people is clear. We stand with the Iranian people who deserve a better future." At a news conference, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has spoken to Iran's president and also has been speaking with U.S. President Donald Trump. 57 of the passengers aboard the doomed flight were Canadian.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region for a long time. What we are calling for now is a de-escalation to ensure that there are no more tragic accidents or loss of civilian life, as well as moving forward to the peace and stability that is deserved by everyone in the region.
That's Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote. Shortly afterwards, Tsai Ing-wen said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing over Taiwan's desire to be treated as an autonomous government and not a part of China. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.